This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
John the Baptist was a great man. In fact, he was the greatest. We know this because Jesus himself said it. This is found in Luke 7:28, where Jesus says in part, "I tell you, among those born of women, there is no one greater than John." For years I read that, and I believed it, because Jesus said it, but I did not know why he said it. What I knew about John the Baptist did not seem to raise him to that level. After all, there were Moses, David, Daniel, and others, including Abraham, who seemed to be truly great men and who had done truly great things. What I knew of John was that he, as he said himself in John 1:23, "I am the voice of one calling in the desert, make straight the way for the Lord." I knew this was prophetic and that John was fulfilling that prophecy, but that did not seem like enough to say he was the greatest. I knew of John's miraculous birth and what he wore and what he ate. I knew he baptized with water for repentance and the forgiveness of sins, but that was the way he was preparing the way for the Lord. People had to realize they were sinners and repent. They had to realize they needed forgiveness of those sins. Repentance was the first step. So John was preparing the hearts of the people to receive the Messiah and his message. I knew also that John had his own disciples and taught them about who Jesus was. I knew that John was very outspoken and had confronted even the king, King Herod, and that he was put in prison for it. There were other things, too, about John that I knew, but I also knew that while he was in prison, he began to doubt if Jesus was the Messiah. He sent his disciples to ask Jesus if he was the one to come, or should they look for someone else. And it was at that point that Jesus made his statement about the greatness of John. As I said before, I had read this many times and just accepted it because Jesus said it, but I still wondered why he said it. And here I am going to connect some dots. I'm going to take us to the first chapter of the Gospel of John, which, by the way, I have read many times. In fact, I have memorized it. But I had never noticed until fairly recently the importance of what the Apostle John said of John the Baptist. John introduces him by saying in John 1:6-7, "There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. The light he was testifying about was Jesus. And I cannot believe that I did not get the meaning of this the first time I read it, but it is so easy to read just words and let the meaning pass by unnoticed. One day, however, the full meaning struck me. He said, 'So that through him all men might believe.' Through him I might believe." Suddenly, the greatness of John reached the level of greatest. Now I understood why Jesus said this about him. And yet, as I read with heightened awareness, I found yet another thing that John did. It is found in the same chapter in verse 31, which says, "I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was so that he might be revealed to Israel." So not only was John sent so that through him all men might believe, he was also sent to reveal Jesus as Messiah to his own people. And that connects to another scripture, which is Romans 1:16, which says, "I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile." John went first to the Jews, but he made it possible for everyone to believe. After saying that he came baptizing so that Jesus might be revealed to Israel, John told them how he knew who Jesus was by giving this testimony. "I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. I would not have known him, except that the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' I have seen and I testify that this is the Son of God." Prior to the baptizing, John had identified Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. So John the Baptist was the first to say that Jesus was the Lamb of God, which should also have made an impact on the Jews, especially the Pharisees and other leaders and teachers. There's another thing that makes this greatness of John so incredible. He had a short time of ministry. So this tells us it is not the amount of time given to us. It is what we do with that time. It also tells us that the amount of time we are given is just the right amount of time according to the plan and will of God. But what I want to remember is that it is important to read Scripture thoughtfully, not to just skim over the words and go on. It is also important to notice when something does not make sense. It is not that we question Scripture. It is that we need to know why what is said is said, because that is how we come to a better understanding of this glorious book, the Bible. I certainly learned the lesson that it is important to read thoughtfully and even reread, and it is my hope that you will just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.